In the late 18th century, English naturalist Gilbert White kept a Mediterranean tortoise in the garden of his house. White also kept a journal with many observations about that tortoise. Now, some 200 years later, thanks to New York Times editorial page essayist Verlin Klinkenborg, that tortoise has the last word. Klinkenborg's portrait of the tortoise as an observant animal is called Timothy, or Notes of an Abject Reptile. Alan Choose has a review.
Timothy the tortoise describes beautifully, page after page, the turning of the seasons, the habits and foibles of the English villagers, the migrations and flights of mammals and birds and insects, and her, yes, her, because as it turns out Timothy was a female, her own nostalgia for her lost home off the coast of Turkey. As she sees herself, she's an animal with only a couple of distinctive tricks. The autumnal trick, going underground, and the spring one, coming up again, and the other trick, of course, longevity. Klinkenborg's trick is the ability to get us to see the world through the eyes of this tortoise. Young of this village hang by the knees, Timothy tells us, that puzzling joint, from tree limbs. I watch in amazement, also horror. Blood rushes to the head, roar of the red ocean in their ears. When it comes to the differences between human beings with their odd ability to walk upright and scarcely ever lose their balance and animals, Timothy sees with a vision we might all benefit by sharing. Quickness draws their eye, the tortoise tells us about people, entangles their attention. What they notice, they call reality. But reality is a fence with many holes, a net with many tears. The world is theirs to arrange, so they tell themselves. Technically, of course, like all fine art, this is a shell game. All this lovely stuff comes to us by Klinkenborg casting his voice through the mouthpiece of the tortoise. But something rather magical occurs early on in these pages. Timothy comes alive, delivering what to me is the most satisfying meditation on life and the natural world since Marilynne Robinson's Gilead.
The book is Timothy, or Notes of an Abject Reptile, by Verlin Klinkenborg. Our reviewer, Alan Choose, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.